So when the master appears, he's really saying to you, throw away, get rid of as quickly as you can all your preconceived ideas of what it should look like. Because if it's real, it's going to be organic. It's going to be a process that happens to you. Not you get to decide, well, I'll take two from column A and one from column B. And how can you open yourself to something that unknown, something that essential, unless someone is there that you trust, someone that you feel can shepherd that process, can keep you safe? This is part of the benefit of the master, that you sense with this person, I feel I'm in the right hands. With this person, no matter what happens, he'll make sure, she'll make sure that nothing goes wrong. Because the real transformation is so essential, is so deep down, it does not feel safe. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where it's going to end up. Nothing feels safe or secure in that. How could it? And the master is a living example. He or she says, well, happened to me. I'm still here. I don't have two heads. I'm just like you. It didn't blow my fingers off. I went through the difficulties, I went through even the horrors, and I'm glad I did, so maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it'll turn out good for you too. So the guru function uses the man's knowledge, uses the man's abilities, uses the man's talents, uses the man's strengths, even uses the man's weaknesses, or the woman's. Uses everything that's usable to help anyone who comes to them, to provide any kind of support or assistance for the spiritual journey. But it's absolutely a function. It's not a person. A person carries the function, fulfills the function, is somehow required by the universe to do it. It's really not how some people think of it as, oh, they were chosen. Nobody, there's no committee sitting up in a cloud somewhere choosing, well, let's make him a master, let's make her a guru. The universe uses, truth uses whoever they can use. They can use you. Because it's not about you. It's about how usable are you. Now, Osho touched the lives of, and continues to touch the lives of, hundreds of millions of people. To me, that says, boy, was that guy usable. And I guarantee you, because I know it to be so, that you're being used in some way by the divine, by this universe. You're being used absolutely in some way. No matter who you are, what you do, in some way you are touching someone's life that is bigger than you realize. In some way you are a help to someone in ways you may not even be aware of. Because this is what the truth does with people. It uses them.